The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Art of War is a Chinese military treatise written by Sun Tzu in the 6th century BC. It is composed of 13 chapters, each of which is devoted to a different aspect of warfare. It is considered to be one of the most influential works of military strategy in the world. The Art of War is divided into three parts: strategic attack, tactical deployment, and post-war considerations. The first part of the Art of War focuses on the importance of understanding the enemy and the environment in which the battle will take place. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of knowing the terrain, the weather, and the strengths and weaknesses of the enemy. He also stresses the importance of having a good plan of attack and the need to be flexible in order to adapt to changing conditions. The second part of the Art of War focuses on the tactical deployment of troops. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of having a well-trained and disciplined army, as well as the need to use deception and surprise to gain an advantage over the enemy. He also discusses the importance of having a good supply chain and the need to use spies to gain intelligence about the enemy. The third part of the Art of War focuses on post-war considerations. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of having a good strategy for dealing with prisoners of war and the need to be generous in victory. He also discusses the importance of having a good strategy for dealing with the aftermath of a battle, such as rebuilding and restoring order. The Art of War is a timeless classic that has been studied and applied by military leaders throughout the centuries. It is a must-read for anyone interested in military strategy and the art of war. Sun Tzu's insights and strategies are still relevant today and can be applied to many different types of conflicts. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Know your enemy. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of understanding your enemy's strengths and weaknesses in order to gain an advantage in battle. He advises that one should study the terrain, the weather, and the enemy's strategies in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice to know your enemy is a timeless piece of wisdom that has been applied to many different contexts. In the context of warfare, it is essential to understand the strengths and weaknesses of your enemy in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu advises that one should study the terrain, the weather, and the enemy's strategies in order to gain an advantage. He also suggests that one should be aware of the enemy's morale and the morale of one's own troops. By understanding the enemy's tactics and strategies, one can anticipate their moves and be better prepared to counter them. Additionally, one should be aware of the enemy's resources and how they are being used. Knowing the enemy's capabilities and limitations can help one to devise strategies that will be more effective in achieving one's goals. Sun Tzu also emphasizes the importance of understanding the enemy's psychology. He suggests that one should be aware of the enemy's motivations and how they might be used to one's advantage. He also advises that one should be aware of the enemy's morale and how it might be affected by one's own actions. By understanding the enemy's psychology, one can better anticipate their reactions and be better prepared to counter them. In summary, Sun Tzu's advice to know your enemy is an essential part of any successful strategy. By understanding the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, one can gain an advantage in battle. Additionally, one should be aware of the enemy's tactics, strategies, resources, and psychology in order to be better prepared to counter them. By following Sun Tzu's advice, one can gain a significant advantage in any conflict. Main idea number 2. Use deception. Sun Tzu advises that one should use deception to confuse and surprise the enemy. He suggests that one should use false information, feign weakness, and create diversions in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu advises that one should use deception to confuse and surprise the enemy. He suggests that one should use false information, feign weakness, and create diversions in order to gain an advantage. False information can be used to mislead the enemy and make them think that their opponent is weaker than they actually are. Feigning weakness can be used to draw the enemy into a false sense of security, allowing the other side to gain an advantage. Creating diversions can be used to distract the enemy and draw their attention away from the main objective. By using these tactics, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and gain a strategic advantage. Sun Tzu also suggests that one should use deception to create an element of surprise. By using unexpected tactics, one can catch the enemy off guard and gain an advantage. This can be done by using unexpected strategies, such as attacking from an unexpected direction or using unconventional tactics. By using deception, one can create an element of surprise that can give them an advantage over the enemy. Sun Tzu's advice on using deception is still relevant today. By using deception, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and gain a strategic advantage. By using false information, feigning weakness, and creating diversions, one can confuse and surprise the enemy. By using unexpected tactics, one can create an element of surprise that can give them an advantage over the enemy. By using these tactics, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and gain a strategic advantage. Main idea number 3. Attack when the enemy is unprepared. Sun Tzu advises that one should attack when the enemy is unprepared and off guard. He suggests that one should use surprise attacks, night attacks, and ambushes to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu advises that one should attack when the enemy is unprepared and off guard. He suggests that one should use surprise attacks, night attacks, and ambushes to gain an advantage. By attacking when the enemy is not expecting it, one can gain a strategic advantage and increase the chances of success. Surprise attacks can be used to catch the enemy off guard and create confusion. Night attacks can be used to take advantage of the darkness and reduce the enemy's visibility. Ambushes can be used to surprise the enemy and catch them in a vulnerable position. Sun Tzu also suggests that one should use deception and misdirection to confuse the enemy and make them think that the attack is coming from a different direction. By using these tactics, one can create an element of surprise and gain an advantage over the enemy. Additionally, Sun Tzu advises that one should use the terrain to their advantage. By using the terrain to their advantage, one can create obstacles and barriers that can be used to slow down the enemy and give the attacking force an advantage. By attacking when the enemy is unprepared and off guard, one can gain a strategic advantage and increase the chances of success. Sun Tzu's advice is still relevant today and can be used to gain an advantage in any conflict. By using surprise attacks, night attacks, ambushes, deception, and terrain to their advantage, one can gain a strategic advantage and increase the chances of success. Main idea number 4. Use speed and agility. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of speed and agility in battle. He advises that one should use swift and agile tactics to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of speed and agility in battle. He advises that one should use swift and agile tactics to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. This means that one should be able to move quickly and accurately in order to gain an advantage over the enemy. Sun Tzu also advises that one should use surprise tactics to catch the enemy off guard and gain an advantage. This means that one should be able to think quickly and act decisively in order to gain an advantage over the enemy. Sun Tzu also advises that one should use deception and misdirection to confuse the enemy and gain an advantage. This means that one should be able to use clever tactics to mislead the enemy and gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice on speed and agility is still relevant today. In the modern world, speed and agility are essential for success. In business, one must be able to move quickly and accurately in order to gain an advantage over competitors. In sports, one must be able to think quickly and act decisively in order to gain an advantage over opponents. In politics, one must be able to use clever tactics to mislead opponents and gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice on speed and agility is still relevant today and can be used to gain an advantage in any situation. Main idea number 5. Utilize spies. Sun Tzu advises that one should use spies to gain information about the enemy. He suggests that one should use spies to gather intelligence, spread false information, and create diversions in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice to utilize spies is a key element of his strategy in the art of war. He suggests that spies should be used to gain intelligence about the enemy, such as their strengths and weaknesses, their plans and intentions, and their resources. Spies can also be used to spread false information and create diversions in order to confuse and mislead the enemy. By using spies, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and increase the chances of victory. Sun Tzu also advises that spies should be carefully chosen and managed. He suggests that spies should be chosen based on their loyalty, intelligence, and ability to remain undetected. He also recommends that spies should be managed in a way that ensures their safety and effectiveness. By taking these steps, one can ensure that the information gathered by the spies is reliable and useful. In conclusion, Sun Tzu's advice to utilize spies is an important part of his strategy in the art of war. By using spies to gain intelligence, spread false information, and create diversions, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and increase the chances of victory. Furthermore, by carefully choosing and managing spies, one can ensure that the information gathered is reliable and useful. Main idea number 6. Employ the right tactics. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right tactics in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right tactics in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu explains that the most successful generals are those who can anticipate their opponent's moves and use the right tactics to gain the upper hand. He also emphasizes the importance of understanding the terrain and the weather conditions, as these can have a major impact on the outcome of a battle. Sun Tzu also advises that one should be prepared to adapt their tactics to the changing conditions of the battlefield. By doing so, one can gain an advantage over their opponents and increase their chances of victory. Sun Tzu also stresses the importance of having a clear plan of action and understanding the enemy's capabilities. He advises that one should be aware of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, and use this knowledge to their advantage. Sun Tzu also emphasizes the importance of having a good understanding of the terrain and the weather conditions, as these can have a major impact on the outcome of a battle. Finally, Sun Tzu advises that one should be prepared to adapt their tactics to the changing conditions of the battlefield. By doing so, one can gain an advantage over their opponents and increase their chances of victory. Main idea number 7. Utilize terrain. Sun Tzu advises that one should use the terrain to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use the terrain to create obstacles, hide troops, and create diversions in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice to utilize terrain in battle is invaluable. By using the terrain to create obstacles, one can slow down the enemy's advance and create a defensive line. By hiding troops in the terrain, one can surprise the enemy and gain an advantage. By creating diversions, one can draw the enemy's attention away from their main objective and create confusion. All of these tactics can be used to gain an advantage in battle. In order to effectively utilize terrain, one must have a thorough understanding of the terrain. One must be aware of the terrain's features, such as hills, valleys, rivers, and forests, and how they can be used to one's advantage. One must also be aware of the terrain's limitations, such as areas that are difficult to traverse or areas that are exposed to enemy fire. By understanding the terrain, one can use it to their advantage and gain an edge in battle. Utilizing terrain is an important part of any battle plan. By understanding the terrain and using it to one's advantage, one can gain an edge in battle and increase their chances of success. Sun Tzu's advice to utilize terrain is invaluable and should be taken into consideration when planning any battle. Main idea number 8. Employ the right weapons. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right weapons in battle. He advises that one should use weapons such as bows, spears, and swords in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right weapons in battle. He advises that one should use weapons such as bows, spears, and swords in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu explains that the right weapons can be used to create a strategic advantage, allowing one to outwit their opponents. He also explains that the right weapons can be used to create a psychological advantage, allowing one to intimidate their opponents. Sun Tzu further explains that the right weapons can be used to create a physical advantage, allowing one to overpower their opponents. Sun Tzu also explains that the right weapons can be used to create a tactical advantage, allowing one to outmaneuver their opponents. He explains that the right weapons can be used to create a logistical advantage, allowing one to outlast their opponents. Sun Tzu further explains that the right weapons can be used to create a technological advantage, allowing one to outsmart their opponents. Finally, Sun Tzu explains that the right weapons can be used to create a moral advantage, allowing one to outlast their opponents. Sun Tzu's advice on employing the right weapons is timeless and still relevant today. In order to gain an advantage in any battle, it is important to employ the right weapons. By doing so, one can create a strategic, psychological, physical, tactical, logistical, technological, and moral advantage. Main idea number 9. Utilize morale. Sun Tzu advises that one should use morale to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use tactics such as inspiring speeches, rewards, and punishments in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu believed that morale was a powerful tool in battle. He argued that a commander should use tactics such as inspiring speeches, rewards, and punishments to gain an advantage. He argued that these tactics could be used to motivate troops and to create a sense of unity and purpose. He also argued that morale could be used to demoralize the enemy, making them less likely to fight. Sun Tzu argued that morale was a key factor in determining the outcome of a battle. He argued that a commander should use tactics such as inspiring speeches, rewards, and punishments to create a sense of unity and purpose among their troops. He argued that these tactics could be used to motivate troops and to create a sense of camaraderie and loyalty. He also argued that morale could be used to demoralize the enemy, making them less likely to fight. Sun Tzu argued that morale was a powerful weapon in battle. He argued that a commander should use tactics such as inspiring speeches, rewards, and punishments to gain an advantage. He argued that these tactics could be used to motivate troops and to create a sense of unity and purpose. He also argued that morale could be used to demoralize the enemy, making them less likely to fight. He argued that morale was a key factor in determining the outcome of a battle and that it should be used to the commander's advantage. Main idea number 10. Employ the right leaders. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right leaders in battle. He advises that one should use leaders who are brave, wise, and experienced in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right leaders in battle. He advises that one should use leaders who are brave, wise, and experienced in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu states that the leader should be able to inspire their troops and be able to make quick decisions in the heat of battle. He also advises that the leader should be able to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of their own troops and the enemy's troops. Sun Tzu believes that the right leader can make all the difference in a battle, and that the wrong leader can lead to disaster. Sun Tzu also advises that the leader should be able to recognize the terrain and the weather conditions, and be able to use them to their advantage. He believes that the leader should be able to use the terrain to their advantage, and be able to use the weather to their advantage. Sun Tzu also believes that the leader should be able to recognize the enemy's strategies and be able to counter them. He believes that the leader should be able to recognize the enemy's weaknesses and be able to exploit them. Sun Tzu believes that the right leader can make all the difference in a battle, and that the wrong leader can lead to disaster. He advises that one should use leaders who are brave, wise, and experienced in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu believes that the right leader can make all the difference in a battle, and that the wrong leader can lead to disaster. Main idea number 11. Utilize numbers. Sun Tzu advises that one should use numbers to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use tactics such as numerical superiority, numerical inferiority, and numerical equality in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu advises that one should use numbers to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use tactics such as numerical superiority, numerical inferiority, and numerical equality in order to gain an advantage. Numerical superiority is when one has more troops than the enemy, allowing them to overwhelm the enemy with sheer numbers. Numerical inferiority is when one has fewer troops than the enemy, allowing them to use guerrilla tactics and hit-and-run strategies to wear down the enemy. Numerical equality is when both sides have an equal number of troops, allowing them to engage in a more even battle. Sun Tzu believed that by using numbers to one's advantage, one could gain a decisive victory in battle. Sun Tzu also suggested that one should use the terrain to their advantage. He believed that by using the terrain to one's advantage, one could gain an advantage over the enemy. He suggested that one should use the terrain to their advantage by using it to block the enemy's movements, to create choke points, and to create defensive positions. By using the terrain to one's advantage, one could gain a decisive victory in battle. Main idea number 12. Employ the right timing. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right timing in battle. He advises that one should use tactics such as attacking at the right moment, retreating at the right moment, and waiting for the right moment in order to gain an advantage. Employing the right timing is essential in battle, according to Sun Tzu. He advises that one should use tactics such as attacking at the right moment, retreating at the right moment, and waiting for the right moment in order to gain an advantage. This is because the right timing can be the difference between victory and defeat. Sun Tzu emphasizes that one should be aware of the timing of their actions and use it to their advantage. He also advises that one should be prepared to act quickly when the right moment arises, as it may not last for long. Sun Tzu also advises that one should be aware of their opponent's timing and use it to their advantage. He suggests that one should be able to anticipate their opponent's moves and use the right timing to counter them. This can be done by observing their opponent's movements and anticipating when they will make their next move. By doing this, one can gain an advantage by being able to act before their opponent. Sun Tzu's advice on the importance of employing the right timing in battle is still relevant today. By being aware of the timing of their actions and their opponent's actions, one can gain an advantage and increase their chances of victory. By using the right timing, one can gain an advantage over their opponent and be better prepared for battle. Main idea number 13. Utilize surprise. Sun Tzu advises that one should use surprise to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use tactics such as surprise attacks, night attacks, and ambushes in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice to use surprise to one's advantage in battle is sound. Surprise attacks, night attacks, and ambushes can be effective tactics to gain an advantage over an enemy. By taking the enemy by surprise, one can gain the upper hand and gain a strategic advantage. Surprise attacks can be used to catch the enemy off guard and can be used to launch a successful attack. Night attacks can be used to take advantage of the darkness and can be used to launch a surprise attack. Ambushes can be used to surprise the enemy and can be used to launch a successful attack. Surprise can be a powerful tool in battle and can be used to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice to use surprise to one's advantage is sound and can be used to gain a strategic advantage. By using surprise tactics, one can catch the enemy off guard and can launch a successful attack. Surprise attacks, night attacks, and ambushes can be effective tactics to gain an advantage over an enemy and can be used to gain a strategic advantage. Main idea number 14. Employ the right strategies. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right strategies in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right strategies in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu explains that by attacking the enemy's weaknesses, one can gain an advantage over them. He also advises that one should avoid the enemy's strengths, as this will make it more difficult for them to counterattack. Finally, Sun Tzu suggests that one should use deception in order to confuse the enemy and gain an advantage. By using these strategies, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle. Sun Tzu also explains that one should be aware of the enemy's strategies and use them to their advantage. He advises that one should observe the enemy's movements and anticipate their strategies in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu also suggests that one should use their own strategies to counter the enemy's strategies. By doing this, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right strategies in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. By using these strategies, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle. Additionally, one should be aware of the enemy's strategies and use them to their advantage. By doing this, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle. Main idea number 15. Utilize terrain. Sun Tzu advises that one should use the terrain to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use the terrain to create obstacles, hide troops, and create diversions in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice to utilize terrain in battle is invaluable. By using the terrain to create obstacles, one can slow down the enemy's advance and create a defensive line. By hiding troops in the terrain, one can surprise the enemy and gain an advantage. By creating diversions, one can draw the enemy's attention away from their main objective and create confusion. All of these tactics can be used to gain an advantage in battle. In order to effectively utilize terrain, one must have a thorough understanding of the terrain. One must be aware of the terrain's features, such as hills, valleys, rivers, and forests, and how they can be used to one's advantage. One must also be aware of the terrain's limitations, such as areas that are difficult to traverse or areas that are exposed to enemy fire. By understanding the terrain, one can use it to their advantage and gain an edge in battle. Utilizing terrain is an important part of any battle plan. By understanding the terrain and using it to one's advantage, one can gain an edge in battle and increase their chances of success. Sun Tzu's advice to utilize terrain is timeless and should be taken into consideration when planning any battle. Main idea number 16. Employ the right tactics. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right tactics in battle. He advises that one should use tactics such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right tactics in battle. He advises that one should use tactics such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu explains that by attacking the enemy's weaknesses, one can gain an advantage over them. He also advises that one should avoid the enemy's strengths, as this will only lead to a stalemate. Finally, Sun Tzu suggests that one should use deception in order to gain an advantage. He explains that by deceiving the enemy, one can gain an advantage by making them think that they are in a stronger position than they actually are. Sun Tzu also explains that one should use tactics that are appropriate for the situation. He advises that one should not use the same tactics in every battle, as this will lead to predictable results. Instead, one should use tactics that are tailored to the specific situation. Sun Tzu also explains that one should use tactics that are unexpected, as this will give them an advantage over the enemy. Finally, Sun Tzu advises that one should use tactics that are flexible, as this will allow them to adapt to changing conditions. In conclusion, Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right tactics in battle. He advises that one should use tactics such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. By using the right tactics, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and increase their chances of victory. Main idea number 17. Utilize resources. Sun Tzu advises that one should use resources to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use resources such as food, weapons, and supplies in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice on utilizing resources is invaluable for any battle. He suggests that one should use resources such as food, weapons, and supplies to gain an advantage. By having access to these resources, one can ensure that they are well prepared for any situation. For example, having a plentiful supply of food can help to sustain troops during a long battle, while having access to weapons can help to ensure that one has the upper hand in a fight. Additionally, having access to supplies can help to ensure that one is able to repair any damaged equipment or replenish any lost supplies. Furthermore, Sun Tzu also suggests that one should use the terrain to their advantage. By understanding the terrain, one can use it to their advantage in battle. For example, one can use the terrain to create defensive positions or to hide troops from the enemy. Additionally, one can use the terrain to create obstacles that can slow down the enemy's advance or to create choke points that can limit the enemy's movements. In conclusion, Sun Tzu's advice on utilizing resources is invaluable for any battle. By having access to resources such as food, weapons, and supplies, one can ensure that they are well prepared for any situation. Additionally, one can use the terrain to their advantage in battle by creating defensive positions or obstacles that can slow down the enemy's advance. By following Sun Tzu's advice, one can gain a significant advantage in any battle. Main idea number 18. Employ the right tactics. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right tactics in battle. He advises that one should use tactics such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right tactics in battle. He advises that one should use tactics such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu explains that by attacking the enemy's weaknesses, one can gain an advantage over them. He also advises that one should avoid the enemy's strengths, as this will only lead to a stalemate. Finally, Sun Tzu suggests that one should use deception in order to gain an advantage. He explains that by using deception, one can surprise the enemy and gain an advantage over them. Sun Tzu also explains that one should use tactics that are appropriate for the situation. He advises that one should not use the same tactics in every battle, as this will lead to predictable results. Instead, one should use tactics that are tailored to the specific situation. Sun Tzu also explains that one should use tactics that are unexpected and unpredictable. He explains that by using tactics that are unexpected and unpredictable, one can gain an advantage over the enemy. Finally, Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of having a good strategy. He explains that one should have a plan of action that is well thought out and that takes into account the strengths and weaknesses of both sides. He also explains that one should be flexible and adapt their tactics to the changing situation. By having a good strategy and being flexible, one can gain an advantage over the enemy. Main idea number 19. Utilize terrain. Sun Tzu advises that one should use the terrain to their advantage in battle. He suggests that one should use the terrain to create obstacles, hide troops, and create diversions in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu's advice to utilize terrain in battle is invaluable. By using the terrain to create obstacles, one can slow down the enemy's advance and create a defensive line. By hiding troops in the terrain, one can surprise the enemy and gain an advantage. By creating diversions, one can draw the enemy's attention away from their main objective and create confusion. All of these tactics can be used to gain an advantage in battle. In order to effectively utilize terrain, one must have a thorough understanding of the terrain. One must be aware of the terrain's features, such as hills, valleys, rivers, and forests, and how they can be used to one's advantage. One must also be aware of the terrain's limitations, such as areas that are difficult to traverse or areas that are exposed to enemy fire. By understanding the terrain, one can use it to their advantage and gain an edge in battle. Utilizing terrain is an important part of any battle plan. By understanding the terrain and using it to one's advantage, one can gain an edge in battle and increase their chances of success. Sun Tzu's advice to utilize terrain is invaluable and should be taken into consideration when planning any battle. Main idea number 20. Employ the right strategies. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right strategies in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right strategies in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu explains that by attacking the enemy's weaknesses, one can gain an advantage over them. He also advises that one should avoid the enemy's strengths, as this will make it more difficult for them to counterattack. Finally, Sun Tzu suggests that one should use deception in order to confuse the enemy and gain an advantage. By using these strategies, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle. Sun Tzu also explains that one should be aware of the enemy's strategies and use them to their advantage. He advises that one should observe the enemy's movements and anticipate their strategies in order to gain an advantage. Sun Tzu also suggests that one should use their own strategies to counter the enemy's strategies. By doing this, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of employing the right strategies in battle. He advises that one should use strategies such as attacking the enemy's weaknesses, avoiding their strengths, and using deception in order to gain an advantage. By using these strategies, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle. Additionally, one should be aware of the enemy's strategies and use them to their advantage. By doing this, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and win the battle.